Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 256, God is the only goal I have today, in paragraph number 1, sentence number 9, it says, God is our goal. Forgiveness is the means by which our minds return to Him at last. God is our goal. This might be in conflict with your many other goals. Many times we hold a goal of getting something done, or improving our education, the goal of increasing our income or improving our health, the goal of healing our relationship. In the illusion or the world the way that we see it, we are likely to have dozens, if not hundreds, of goals. The illusion gets our attention, and we try to get it to morph into something more beautiful or pleasing. But A Course in Miracles is trying to teach us that the only true goal is the goal of God. This is not meant to be religious. This is to be understood that until our true relationship with the Creator is remembered, we would never know the happiness that we long for, the consistency that we have a right to. Today, if we could just simply leave a space between us and all of those goals, it's not that they're bad goals. It's that they are goals that are keeping the true goal from us. In that way, it is holding us in the experience of pain and lack, scarcity, illness, and despair. But today, if we would leave a space and we would allow our guide, the Holy Spirit, to lead us directly to peace without knowing what that looks like, what if it looks entirely different than how you think it looks right now? In fact, A Course in Miracles teaches us that we really cannot know the best answer. We cannot know the direct route. That from our vantage point, we do not have a clear understanding of the way to go. So today, if we could offer that space to the Holy Spirit, and we could make our only goal to be with God, one with God, to remember that relationship, then we can be fulfilled in that our guide can intervene on our behalf and guide us directly to our goal. Dear God, help us to leave that space today, to put down all other goals, to do what's in front of us to do, but without trying to search or strive for a certain outcome. Let our one and only goal to be the memory of God, so that we can get back to the happiness, the joy, the consistency, the love, and the abundance that we are entitled to, the gifts that God has already given. God is the only goal I have today.